Welcome to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of little episodes on research on the campus to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today we're speaking with Professor Laura Odell from the Department of Psychology. And Laura, always nice to see you. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
What are you doing in the way of research these days?
I am studying tobacco use in a lab setting. And so we're very interested in studying why certain vulnerable or why certain populations are more vulnerable to using tobacco. And so those populations that we're interested in are mostly the ones that we can model, but we study youth, so adolescents, and why adolescents are more susceptible to using. Women are also more susceptible, and persons with metabolic disorders such as diabetes. And that's been something that we've been doing more recently that I'm sort of most excited about because it has a border relevance issue.
Also. Absolutely. I mean, how long has it been known that people with diabetes have more propensity for smoking?
Mm-hmm. So we're just learning about this. What we do know is that diabetic persons have a much harder time quitting smoking. And so the emphasis has been on treatments that can help them go through the intense withdrawal that they feel from nicotine and other products, possibly in tobacco. But it also seems that if you start smoking, you may start smoking after your diagnosis with diabetes, which suggests that there's something biologically going on to drive enhanced vulnerability. And so that's what we're studying, is why is it that they are more vulnerable? And so in my lab, there's a lot of social factors and things like weight loss that a diabetic person and appetite control might be interested in. But what we're looking at is the brain and what changes in the brain happen as a result of diabetes that set you up to want to start smoking, but then to have a harder time quitting smoking.
So, I mean, in fact, is it all in the brain, really? I mean, if you could get the key test before and after, you know, the people who are prone to want to smoke and then do, and then how it changes when they do smoke, et cetera, what the withdrawal symptoms. Mm-hmm. Is that a goal
to study brain
chemistry?
I'm a neuroscientist. So yes. The idea is that what is it in the brain that controls motivated behavior? And if we can find those key targets, the goal is pharmaceuticals. And how can we help somebody that is trying to quit smoking with tools, pharmaceutical tools? And I'll give you an example. The adolescent brain is set up, first of all, to respond very strongly to the rewarding effects of nicotine. But then also their response to withdrawal is different. And that's the same case for females and same for diabetics. And so there's changes in the brain that we believe are driving this motivated behavior.
Before we finish, I want to get onto these e-cigarettes,
Yes. These
electronic cigarettes. What's your overall take on these?
My concern about them is that we don't yet understand what the implications and what the biological effects of them are. They have a lot of additives, including perfumes and odorants, and we don't know yet. There's obviously nicotine in them, but they're not characterized scientifically, and so they're not a healthy approach yet. That's not established.
But it's going to be an area of intensive research, I'm sure.
FDA is partnering with the National Institute on Drug Abuse to examine exactly that. So I'm excited about what we can learn.
Thank you very much, Professor Laura Odell, Department of Psychology. It's fascinating talking to you, as always. This has been 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, series of episodes to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas here at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pennell.